It is time for the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge Podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to episode number 13. We've got five songs from five decades. Chance to challenge yourself. Can you name the song and the artist? And if you're really good, even the year. So thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along. We welcome all of our new listeners. Every week we add a few more listeners, so if you've never listened to the podcast before, welcome. You'll get the hang of things in just a couple of minutes, and of course, our regular set of listeners who have been with us for a couple of shows, we welcome you as well. Well, let's get down to business. We have five songs from five decades, and this is the easy level of difficulty. We kind of progress through easy to more difficult clues later on. We'll get harder next week and the week after, but this week it's easy, so if you are ready, so am I. Here comes your hit from the 1960s. As always, we play each clue two times so that make sure that you get a good listen to it. Here's something from the 70s. Just a very short snippet, the first opening notes. Can you identify what the song is? How about something from the 80s? Here comes your hit from the 1990s. And finally, let's bring you a song from the 2000s. Yeah, pretty quick, but you may recognize it. We're going to have the answers coming up in just a minute. I do want to take just a quick moment to talk about how you listen to this podcast. We look at the statistics, and I get emails from folks, and pretty much many of the people. Well, many of you do know how to listen to podcasts. You listen to them all the time. But for others, it's a new medium. It's a new way of listening to your computer, although obviously you have figured out at least something or you wouldn't be listening to this right here. But you may not know all of the options that you have for listening to the Great Openings podcast. First of all, as most people already have figured out, on our show notes page, which is at jimdriscoll.net, there's a great big play button every time we put out a new episode of the podcast. You can click that, and it will open up in a new window a podcast player from the great folks at Podshow, who are the wonderful folks that host our files and host our podcast. So that's an easy way to do it, and a lot of people just listen right there on their computer. But there are a couple of other ways that you can take advantage too. We always put a link to the MP3 file. And if you click on that, you can download the actual file and store it on your computer. You can save it on your hard drive just like you would a song. And once you get it on there, you can listen on your computer, or you can put it on your portable media device like your iPod. And you don't have to have an iPod. You can have a Zune or one of the hundreds of other MP3 players that are out there. But the point is, you can take it along with you. You can even transfer it onto one of those little thumb drives and take it to work and listen, or many other things, even burn it to a CD. And then there is a third way that you can listen to the podcast, and that is through iTunes. We are listed in the iTunes directory. So if you happen to use iTunes, and again, you know, you don't have to have an iPod. You can still download it using iTunes and listen to it however you want. But you can go to the podcast directory in iTunes and just do a search for Jim Radio, and we will come up probably the first on the list, and you can download it there. And of course, the nice thing about listening on iTunes is you can set it so that it will automatically subscribe, which means that every time we put out a new episode, it'll download it automatically. So there you have it. How about that? Listening to podcast 101. So Students, that's your lesson for today. Oh, one more thing. Tell a friend, too. Email them the link or something like that. We all have friends who love oldies music and even new music, so pass the word around. All right, you are waiting with bated breath to see how you did. If you knew the answer to the questions and hear a little bit of trivia about them, let's get going. This was your hit from the 1960s. That was number one in 1966. Wild Thing by the Troggs. So, Wild Thing was written by a songwriter named Chip Taylor, who has reportedly made tons of money from it because it has been recorded by so many artists and is constantly being used in movies and TV shows. He also wrote Angel of the Morning, which was a big hit for Mary Lee Rush in 1968. Chip Taylor is the brother of actor John Voight and the uncle of Angelina Jolie. And when Chip Taylor originally demoed this basic three-chord song back in 1965, he said he didn't take it too seriously. He later told Rolling Stone magazine, he said, "I was on the floor laughing when I was through, and the Troggs recorded it in just 20 minutes. All right, here was your hit from the 1970s. Yeah, number one hit for the Eagles, 1976. It was Hotel California. Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely. Well, the song features that famous line, "You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave." It was written by Don Henley, Glenn Frey, and Don Felder, and Henley is quoted as saying, "We were all middle-aged kids from the Midwest, and Hotel California was our interpretation of the high life in Los Angeles." It reached number one on the charts. It's considered one of the classics of album rock, and it won a Grammy in 1977 for Record of the Year. But the band didn't show up to accept the award because Don Henley didn't believe in contests. Incidentally, the hotel on the album cover is actually the Beverly Hills Hotel, known sometimes as the Pink Palace, and it's often frequented by Hollywood stars. To get the shot, the photographers sat in a cherry picker about 60 feet above Sunset Boulevard during rush hour traffic just to get the picture of the hotel at sunset from above the trees. All right, here was your hit from the 1980s. Another number one hit, 1986 for Prince. It's called Kiss. Well, Prince's bass player, Brown Mark, formed a band that they called Maserati, and he asked Prince for a song for their debut album. And Prince was working on his own album at the time, Parade, but he took some time off from the sessions and dashed off a minute-long bluesy acoustic demo for them on a mini tape recorder. Maserati and their producer reworked the song a little bit, and when he heard it, Prince was smart enough to take the song right back. He replaced their lead vocal, he added a guitar break in the chorus, and then included it as a last-minute addition in his own album, Parade. The song appeared also in the animated movie Happy Feet, and at first, Prince refused it to be allowed in the movie, but he changed his mind after seeing some of the footage. How about your hit from the 1990s? It was 1991 for Rod Stewart. Top 10 song, The Motown Song. Yeah, top 10 song for Rod Stewart. In the background, The Temptations, which was a studio full of very successful artists. Together, they had 62 hits on the Billboard Top 40. When you put Rod Stewart and The Temptations together, 8 number one songs. The Motown Song, of course, is a tribute to the classic music of the Motor City and its famous label. It was written by songwriter Larry John McNally, whose songs have been recorded by artists such as Bonnie Raitt, Joe Cocker, Jennifer Warnes, the Staple Singers, and Aaron Neville, just to name a few. All right, and we finished it out with a hit from the 2000s. Yeah, it came out in 2002, triple platinum for Maroon 5 and This Love. Oh, this love has taken its toll on me, she said goodbye. This Love was the second single from the hit album Songs About Jane by Maroon 5. The music video for This Love featured lead singer Adam Levine and his then-girlfriend, who was model Kelly McKee. They were engaged in, shall we say, playful situations. The video used creative camera angles to show as much as possible without actually revealing anything, thereby avoiding possible FCC action. But then they did a version of the video that was created for more conservative audiences. It used a stream of computer-generated flowers to cover up the more risky glimpses of body parts. And when he was asked about his feelings on the whole cover-up affair, Levine commented, "That was ridiculous." And bass player Mickey Madden called it an absurd overreaction. Well, there you have it. How'd you do? Five songs from five decades. You know the artist and the song, and I suspect even a few of you may have gotten pretty close with the years on most of those. We will do it again next week. In the meantime, you can find the show notes, including all of the trivia that we discussed. It's on my blog, jimdriscoll.net, and of course, we always encourage you to stop by thetriviafactory.com, where we do live trivia shows all over the Atlanta area, including music trivia on Saturdays. So if you live in the Atlanta area or are going to be visiting, well, we invite you to come on out and play live trivia with us as well. Hey, feedback is always appreciated. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. We'll see you again next time when we get together for another episode of The Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge Podcast.